Welcome back to the retirement planning segments of Your Weekend Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, and joining us from the Chicago area is our local trusted coach, John Kelly, who is president of Kelly Financial Services. Now, throughout the show today, we have been going through the process of retirement planning, looking at different stages of it, things we need to be paying attention to as far out as, you know, 10, 15 years out and moving closer and closer to retirement. Now, John, I want to ask you, this is a critical time that we're about to talk about, and this is kind of that 5 years right before retirement. You know, people may be, you know, 60, 55, whatever their age may be right before retirement. Critical juncture. What do we need to be paying attention to at this phase of the game?
Okay, well, what I always tell people, Tom, obviously, is take a look at where you're at as far as your overall financial picture. How is your debt situation looking? You know, do you have a lot of credit card debt?
Uh-huh.
What is your situation for pension? I mean, know what your monthly income needs are going to be when you go into retirement.
I think
that's the biggest thing that people kind of like forget or brush away. But you got to get that budget in place.
Yeah,
you need to know what your operating expenses are going to be if you run a business or anything else.
No, it's very true. I mean, you can't just walk into retirement not knowing what you're expected to spend your money on.
Where's my paycheck going to come from? Exactly.
And yeah.
How much am I going to get from Social Security? Do I have a pension?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, how much am I going to have to draw down on my 401ks and my IRAs?
Yeah.
You know, what do we have in qualified accounts? What do we have in Roth accounts? Because honestly, where we pull our money from in retirement has a huge effect on the taxes we're going to pay on our Social Security benefits as well.
Mm.
So having a good income plan in place and know which bucket of money we have and where we're going to pull that money from will have a huge effect on the taxes we're going to send off to Washington. So, again, income planning, I think, is the most important thing, especially when you're a couple of years out for retirement. And that's what we do here for a lot of our radio listeners is they want to see, okay, where am I at? And the earlier you start, the better. I mean,
absolutely.
Honestly, the more prepared you are going in, there's not going to be as many surprises for you once you get there.
Yeah.
So try to address a lot of the concerns you have right now while you're still working and you have some time to do some changes. Because when you're 3-4 months away from retirement, there's not too much you can do to change your situation.
You know, that is a great thought, John. And something else, 70% of Americans are going to need some form of long-term care. And yet, from what I understand here at the show, I don't know what your experience is, a lot of people aren't preparing with long-term care insurance.
Well, I will tell you this, and it's become more and more difficult for people to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Because most, put it this way, Tom, 10 years ago, there was almost 20 companies offering long-term care insurance.
Okay.
I think today we're down to a handful. I mean,
if that.
I mean, so, and it's becoming very, very expensive. These insurance companies, I mean, when this came out, it was a great concept, but they priced themselves out of the industry. You know, so many more people are living longer today. They're needing the care. And like you said, I mean, I was reading an article myself a couple of years ago. If you're a 65-year-old American retiring today,
yeah,
1 in 1,200 will have their house burned up.
Wow, really?
But every single person has homeowners insurance.
Right, right.
1 in 600 will get into a car accident.
Okay, yeah.
Everybody's got car insurance.
It's sure.
The law in most states anyway. 1 in 2 will need some kind of long-term care, and only 7.5% of Americans have coverage for it.
Oh, that's an incredible way. That's a shocking way, quite honestly, to look at that. Wow.
And honestly, that's why I love the lazy money concept, where we have the CD with the safe money alternative.
Yeah,
they can get long term care coverage without paying premiums.
Oh, really?
So
wow.
Just by moving some of the money into the safe CD alternative, they're getting some coverage if they need it, but they also have access to their funds if they need it as well. So it's like getting value for your dollar. I think that's the biggest concept we try to say here, is because long term care, believe it or not, is going to be the number one reason why Americans go broke in retirement.
That's
something
so sad.
Happens to either spouse and it just wipes them out.
Yeah.
In the states today, especially in Illinois here, I always like to say we live in Crook County. We're one of the worst states in the country when it comes to Medicaid because they basically lien your home. They take everything from you. So
yeah. It's
not a good situation. So taking advantage of it and doing some planning while you're healthy and while you're sound body and mind is the best way to do it.
I was about to say, yeah, that's what it sounds like. It's all about planning. Is there anything else people should be considering just as they are in that retirement red zone, that 5 years before retirement?
Just sit down and, like I said, get a plan going. No matter who it is, sit down and just get your plan in order. I think that's the biggest thing people don't do is just getting started.
Yeah.
You know, it's like joining a gym. The hardest thing is getting up and going. So we all have these in January 1st, New Year's Eve resolutions.
Oh, sure.
Just get up and do it. You know,
go
sit down, get your plans in place, put a budget together, have your spouse know exactly where things are. And I think that's also another big mistake people do is one spouse generally doesn't know where the bank accounts are, what the bills are on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
It's generally the women that handle all that. So, but know where your stuff is. And if you have CDs at different banks, have a list.
Yeah.
So if something happens to you, make it easy for your loved ones to find where this money is at. That's what, I mean, we see every year here, twice a year in the Tribune Sun-Times, there's pages and pages of unclaimed assets that go every year because people pass away and their children just didn't know that mom had a CD down at the local bank or had a CD over here or a brokerage account at Wells Fargo. They just didn't know. They can't find them statements.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I know a lot of people are probably just nervous or scared moving into retirement, just not quite sure who to go to, how to handle it. Do I need to work on this now? And from what I understand, in our last segment, you and your team there are actually supplying listeners, depending on what they're able to come in with free wills, different powers of attorney, things like this, which are even beyond the investment side of preparing for retirement, which is just phenomenal.
I mean, we have a whole team in place here. We have our fiduciary here in the office, Johnny Heron, who handles all our brokerage stuff, their managed money stuff. We have our estate planning attorney, like I said, who puts the legal plans together for our clients. So we try to make it as easy as possible for people to, when they know they're doing, they have somebody knows that they have their back.
Yeah.
And they have their best interest at heart. And I think that's what separates us from the rest of the people out there.
Absolutely. No, it's very true. And folks, there is no cost or obligation to get a better handle on your financial situation. And at the end of the day, what we've been talking about here just in this segment, how important it is to have that lifetime retirement income plan. To get all this together, take advantage of that no-cost consultation. All you got to do is give John and his team a call at 800-477-1135. And obviously, we're in studio right now, but if you want, you can just call in, leave your name, number. If you have a question, you can leave that as well. And we'll be glad to get in touch with you just as soon as we're able to. Folks, again, that number is 800-477-1135. Now, we got to take another short break, but we're going to continue the conversation with John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services in just a few minutes. So don't go anywhere because there's more Financial Safari on the way.